اون چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah, subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah, walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah, wallahu akbar.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. You are listening to the Spring of Truth, and I'm Muhammad Liaqat Abbas, your host, and I'm going to present you a beautiful and a very powerful quote from Imam Khomeini. Imam Khomeini says, "We can invite people to the right path with gentle words, a soft pen, with advice, and with friendship, just like the prophets did." Over here, we see a beautiful side of the religion of Islam where the Imam has lived this life. The Imam used to invite people to the right path with his beautiful words, with his soft pen, meaning he used to write a lot of books, and we have known a lot of his books, the likes of Adab al-Salah, example, the likes of Chahil Hadith, that is the 40 Hadith, which is a very famous book, even the Urafa, even the spiritual guides, the mystic scholars take a lot of benefit from his books. With advice, and his friendship was well known. The way he used to play with children is well known. And just like the prophets did. The prophets used to be very kind to people. The prophets used only gentle words. They were never harsh with the people. They would advise people with utmost friendship. The quality of our prophet, which is very famous, he was called Rahmatul Lil Alameen. The mercy to the existence, I would say. Alameen is the worlds. Of course, the whole existence treat him as a merciful being. So, if we look at the verse of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "And speak to people with gentle speech, and perhaps he may be reminded or fear." So, over here, it's not necessary that if you want to make a person fearful or give him a warning, it's not necessary that you speak to him in harsh words or you speak to him in a way that he gets frightened. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, speak to people with gentle speech. So you can speak to people with gentleness and make them understand about the dangers of the hereafter, about the dangers of sins, of bad deeds. And another hadith says, gentleness does not enter anything except that it beautifies it. So it is going to beautify a person. If you're gentle, you are going to first beautify yourself.
يا ربنا صل على طه النبي وآله.
There's no force in the religion, but through patient, respectful dialogue and leading by example, you can plant a seed of truth that may one day blossom. So it's not necessary that you tell the opposite person to become Muslim straight away. No, you can speak to him in gentle words. This is actually what the prophet used to do. He used to be gentle with the people. He used to speak to them with kind words. He used to smile at them when he used to look at them. These were the beautiful akhlaq. These were the beautiful conducts and manners of the prophet that attracted people to the religion of Islam. It was not his teachings. It was his conduct. It was his way of speaking. It was his way of looking. So this is a beautiful quote from the Imam, Imam Khomeini, where he says, invite people to the right path, that is the path of Islam, through your gentle words, through your advice and friendship. And just like the prophets, and I would definitely add over here, even the Imams used to be like this. The Imams were too kind. The strongest argument is not a shout, but a whisper that reaches the heart. True guidance is an act of compassion, not winning souls with the warmth of wisdom, not the force of fury.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
There was a spring of truth, a selection of Imam Khomeini's viewpoints.
Never forget to say, La ilaha.